we are not the body with soul, but other way, we are a soul with the body. The soul uses our indriyas, our senses, uses our mind, uses our intellect to accomplish its purpose. And Bhagavad Gita, this has been told, Indriyani paranyahuh, indriyebhya param manaha, manatastu para buddhi, yo buddhe paratastu saha. The higher the soul uses, these are the equipment. The body is an instrument it uses the senses, it uses the mind, intellect, and the soul is the leader, not the body. The body is like a vehicle in the class, in the intense yoga also I talked about. We are a body, we have a body is a vehicle. Body is a vehicle. We are using this vehicle to travel great distance in our life. We have to, everyone must become a mechanic. We should know how to maintain this body. Without any breakdowns, we should be able to travel further in our life. We all must become a mechanic, must know how to maintain this body. We should know what fuel to put, when to park, where to park. And those things we should know so that we can travel further in our life. The desire, the intensity, intense effort is required to maintain this body. This intense effort to maintain, how to maintain this body is called as Hatha Yoga. It's a intensity with determination. Yes, I have to maintain. This body cannot be... this vehicle, if you don't like, you can't just exchange it or sell it. You have to live with that one. This body, you have got this body, you have to live with that. How to live, whether by complaining or make your journey smooth, Hatha Yoga is talking about that one. And Hatha Yoga is Hatha means the chal in Hindi, they say chal. It's a firm determination in life is called as Hatha Yoga. We should have a firm determination to maintain this body. The higher than the body is the mind. The mind, the how we maintain the body, the behind the steering wheel, passenger is there. The passenger's mind, the desires of the mind, according to the desires of the passenger, vehicle is maintained. If the desire, the passenger behind has an ordinary mind, recklessly looking after the body. If the mind is trained mind, the trained mind is called as buddhi. The buddhi, when that mind is trained to become a buddhi, then that person can maintain the body well. The body is an important component. We cannot neglect that one. The buddhi determines how to travel in your life. The buddhi get trained when you have a reference point in your life. Everyone must have an ideal. That is why in the earlier days, children are told many stories right from the childhood. The great achievers, Swami Vivekananda's mother used to tell him lot of stories. Shivaji's mother, Jijabai, was to tell him all inspiring stories. The children in the young mind, they will get a sankalpa. Yes, I have to achieve something extraordinary. The mind, you need to have a reference point. You have to have a role model in your life. Mind is according to the role model you entertain. Nowadays, our role model is we give a mobile phone app or some play, tinky winky comic and those things. The role model, children right from morning till evening, they are glued to the television. There is no role model approach. the mind gets trained when you have and polished, trained and polished when you have a role model. You need to have a role model in your life to convert the mind into the buddhi. Buddhi becomes very sharp. Manomaya kosha is the source of bondage and liberation. The mind has to be trained. If it is not trained, mind will bind us down and best in us will not come out. To bring out the best in us, the mind has to be trained. The training part, that's the manomaya kosha, has to be trained to take it to the vijnanamaya kosha. On the last Thursday, 3 days back, it was Ramanavami, Lord Rama has been regarded as the perfect in all regard. The perfect as a perfect son, perfect friend, perfect, he was a perfect husband, perfect brother, perfect guru, perfect king, and he was perfect ascetic. He was perfect in all regard. When you have that ideal in your, he was so perfect, the people, even the sages, saints, contemplate on him for polishing their inner personality. When you contemplate on that perfect ideal, your personality also gets polished and becomes stainless. Object of he is the Rama. Rama means happiness, delight. One who is seeking the delight in their life, contemplate on the perfect. He was perfect in all regard. And Hanuman even describes in Sundarakanda, he was so perfect, not only in his character, inner makeup, but outer body also. Outer body, in the scriptures talks about the type of body you get according to the buddhi you entertained, the ambition you entertained, your physiology changes. You notice when do the yoga asana, your physiology changes. The type of mind you entertain, you get the body. If you have an awkward body, what you had done in the past, you might have abused the body. Because of that, you have an awkward body. You would have looked after the body well. Accordingly, you are getting the good body also. The good body or bad body, the based on the past karma. Past karma, how you looked after yourself. Look after yourself, you will get the good body. You will get a good body. Hanuman says, Lord Rama, he describes his nails. How perfect are the nails? The color of the nails. And eyebrow, how long is the eyebrow? And eyes, how big is the eyes? Ears, shoulders, and chest. In the navel, between the navel and when you are sitting down, there should be a threefold in your stomach. He describes that one. He describes his forehead. There's a lines, the forehead lines. These are the marks and describes his palms. In the foot, you should not have a flat foot. There should be a hollow at the middle. That is the sign of the great personality. And in the teeth, 32 teeth. It's a dva trimsha lakshana, 32 teeth, perfect. Everything perfect. He was perfect not only outside, inside also. The ideal, you have a role model in your life. Contemplate on that one so that your personality gets shaped within. The Rama, the Hatha Yoga. Hatha Yoga means the elevating the Manomaya Kosha to Vijnanamaya Kosha to Anandamaya Kosha. Ananda means Rama. Ananda means Rama. Everyone is seeking Rama, Ananda in life. To get Rama in your life, Hatha Yoga, dive deep into the Hatha Yoga practice. Look after the body, not to abuse the body. You are not living just to please others. You are a owner of this vehicle. With great difficulty you got this vehicle. look after this vehicle, travel long, further in your life, reach great heights in your life, and through the Hatha Yoga practice, your Manomaya Kosha gets enlivened, Buddhi. Valmiki, when he composed Ramayana, Valmiki Ramayana, it is 24,000 shlokas. Valmiki Ramayana is also regarded as Gayatri Ramayana. Gayatri has 24 letters. 24 letters, and Valmiki Ramayana is 24,000 shlokas. The first letter of Gayatri is Tha. Tat Savitar Vare Enyam. And first shloka, first letter of Valmiki Ramayana is also Tha. Tapaswadhyaya Nirata Tapasvi Vagvidam Varam Tha. After 1000 verses, 1001 shloka starts again with Tha. Gayatri second letter also Tha, Tat. And the 2001 shloka of Valmiki starts with Sa. Gayatri's third letter is called as Savitar Vared Sa. Every 1000 he elaborates each letter into 1000 verses. Gayatri mantra's message, may my buddhi be illumined, may our buddhi be, intellect be illumined, so that may we accomplish great things in our life. Valmiki Ramayana, contemplating on Valmiki Ramayana, nothing but shapes your buddhi. Your buddhi becomes brilliant, your intellect becomes very brilliant and brings out the best. Gayatri mantra and Valmiki Ramayana, contemplating Valmiki Ramayana advantage, it gives a reference point also. Each case study is given. It is a Gayatri mantra in practice with the practical tips. It's embedded in that one. It is a Gayatri mantra, Gayatri Ramayana. Valmiki Ramayana is Gayatri Ramayana. Contemplating on that one, your buddhi be illumined. That is why in the Dhiyo Yona Prachodayat, Di Yaha. Yaha means Vayu. Vayu, Yam is the Bijakshara for Vayu Tattva. Di, one who illumined the mind of Hanuman is Ramachandra. Diya means one who has illumined the mind of Hanuman. By contemplating on that one, not only Hanuman, by contemplating on Rama's story, Rama, Ramayana, your mind also will become illumined. And that is the message of the Hatha Yoga practice and linking it back to Valmiki Ramayana and Sri Ramachandra's story. Lie down on your back.